Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, ready to crank it all up again. Woo! Freddie Kiger.
Freddie just had that extra shot of Java.
Freddie walks in here and everybody gets excited.
Well, it's just me and you.
Yeah, well, everybody.
Then I'll wander back home and
you're excited. I'm
fall
excited.
Into the wine rack monster.
Wine?
Yeah, wine colored.
It's wine colored now?
Yeah. Well, it's not the mattress, it's the sheets, man.
What happened to cobalt blue?
Cobalt blue, you know, went in the wash.
Oh, man.
Wine colored.
Used to be canary yellow.
Canary yellow?
Then it was cobalt blue. Now it's wine.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that.
You got an English pea green going somewhere better. It's waiting on deck.
Well, you have
I'll tell you, I like the.
You certainly have a colorful bedroom, Freddie.
I like those that T-shirt
That's
quality.
That's all I want to know.
T-shirt quality bed sheets.
Really?
Yeah, it's soft and it's comfy.
Hmm.
T-shirt. I don't know the color. You just go in and you go, hey, where's the T-shirt like bed sheets? Form-fitting bed sheets.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that you have.
You know what? Maybe for your birthday next June, I'll buy you a pair of T-shirt bed sheets for you and Bev.
I'm glad you have fashionable bed sheets, too.
Well, I mean, white's boring.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
White's boring.
Yeah.
Let's go, you know, let's go for something with some color. Gee willikers.
That's right, man. Well, why don't we get off this topic?
Okay.
I really don't know a lot about it, and you probably don't either. But
nah.
What's
Want ads.
The want
ads. The want ads.
A song just came into my mind.
I know. I was thinking the same thing, but I'm trying to restrain myself.
Please do.
The Honeycombs.
I really don't like that song that much.
All right. The want ads is our category this particular Monday morning. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
What position was filled using the 1860 want ad? Wanted, young, skinny, wiry fellows, not over 18, must be expert writers willing to risk death daily. Orphans preferred. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I've heard this before. That's great.
Wanted. Young, skinny, wiry fellows. Not over 18. Must be expert writers willing to risk death daily. Orphans preferred.
They got more responses than they thought they would, probably.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Given that description. Gosh.
Not a lot of kids are running home. Hey, Mom, I know what I'm going to be.
I don't think I'd want that job.
But it was an amazing part of history. Yep. These people.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Extraordinary Ventures Pets. It's 50% off, a $150 value for dog walking services available today for only $75. No time to walk your dog? Extraordinary Ventures is proud to announce their latest business called EV Pets. EV employees will come directly to your Chapel Hill, Carborough, or Hillsborough home during the week of your choice and walk your dog for 5 consecutive days. Each session takes approximately 50 minutes and includes walking, watering, and lots of love. It's half off from EV Pets, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
It's for Pony Express.
That's correct.
I think you would have been perfect for that job.
Yeah.
You were young and skinny and wiry.
I still am for the most part.
I don't know if you were an expert rider. You could ride a horse.
I rode sparingly. It seems that the horse always had its own will that it was going to.
I don't know if you would be willing to put your life on the line every day either when you were young.
Well, not only, yeah, we struggle to ride, but how about dodging all sorts of
bullets,
people who are trying
stuff.
To steal the mail or,
yeah,
you know, what have you, riding through territory that didn't belong to you?
Yeah, I think the most dangerous thing you did when you were a kid, you were a lifeguard, right?
Yeah, 10
but,
years.
But, I mean, certainly not the kind of risk there being a lifeguard as there was being a Pony Express rider.
No, not even close. But, yeah, it was the mail service, Pony Express, that delivered messages, newspapers, mail, and small packages from St. Joseph, Missouri, across the Great Plains, over the Rockies into Sierra Nevada, to Sacramento, California on horseback. I mean, that's just unbelievable.
It really is.
And, of course, it was done with the use of relay stations. Mm-hmm. During its 18-month existence, it reduced the time for messages to travel between the Atlantic and Pacific 3,000-some miles to 10 days.
Yeah.
Pretty remarkable. William Buffalo Bill Cody, Robert Haslam, Jack Keatley, and Billy Tate were some of the more well-known writers. Mm-hmm. And the service closed October 26th, 1861, after only about a year in service, because they opened the Transcontinental Telegraph.
Yeah. Cool.
I mean, it really is amazing.
Yeah, it really is. That's really cool. Thank you very much for visiting a little bit of history for us today.
You know what? I'm only too glad.
Such an educational program.
Get ready for nonsense tomorrow with Rock and Roll Tuesday.
All right.